Morning number one all day long. The KF Joel Morning Crew, Dan Michaels, Doug Lear, getting your Friday set for you.
Special guest today being joining us on the air here this morning, and it's time to start thinking about going hunting already, isn't it? I imagine there's a lot of guys who are thinking about it. Nick Simonson, who is a great outdoors personality, and by the way, Valley City High grad, has a new book about deer, which he modeled after Don Hansen's Hoopster for deer hunting. And Doug, what's it called again?
It's the Big Buck Book. You probably got the better. Why don't you do that? You got much better pipes than I do.
The Big Buck Book.
That's better.
Nick Simonson joins us this morning on KFGO. Hi, Nick. How you doing today?
Good morning, Dan. Great. Thank you.
So do you have your deer tag?
I did, yes. I drew antlered whitetail, so pretty excited there.
Yeah, big
a time. A whitetail buck tag.
Yeah, you got a choice, actually. Put in for the antlered any and got the whitetail, so it was a good fallback.
But and Doug was sure you didn't have one. He was sure. He was sure you didn't have one, and he was going to make a yep. joke about it, but ha-ha.
Yeah, no, we're pretty excited, and I think a lot of hunters are. What did we see? 82,000 people put in, and we had a lot more tags this year, close to that 70,000 mark. So I think a lot of folks are really amped up for what's coming this fall.
Nick, you just said a mouthful right there. About 80,000, 81,000 different people put in for a deer gun lottery license in North Dakota. I mean, that right there tells you the popularity of deer hunting in our great state.
That's right, and it doesn't wane. It's consistent numbers. You throw gratis tags in there, you're up around 93,000. People love deer hunting. It's so much part of our psyche that was kind of the drive for my latest project.
Well, let's talk about your latest project. Dan Michaels kind of alluded to part of the inspiration of the Hoopster, which a lot of people, even if they're not hunters, are familiar with.
That's right. I remember as a kid at Valley City High School in the Resource Center getting a copy of that and sitting down and reading it and looking at Mr. Hansen's previews and saying, hey, where are the Highlanders going to fall? Where are the Packers going to fall? And it was just that excitement every year of setting it up. And when he passed away a couple of years ago, I thought, hey, we should do a Hoopster for hunting. We should put something together that's previewing the season and getting ready. And deer seemed like the obvious choice because of that passion. And along those lines of what he had for basketball, it came about October, November, and I pitched it to one of the publishers that I write for on a regular basis, and she greenlit it, and it's been taking interviews and stories ever since then. It's been an absolute blast talking to all these incredible hunters.
You know, I've got a copy of one that Doug forwarded to me. It's a great little book there. So when we use the Big Buck Book, what's in it? Nick, you give us advice as where to go hunting, where we're going to find the best opportunities. What's in the Big Buck Book?
There's two parts to it, Dan. It's excitement from last season, catching up with those hunters and all the great success they had. And these are stories that are stories about effort, stories about challenging the elements, stories of chasing after that dream buck that they might have been following for that season or two seasons or three seasons. And then the back third is about what's coming up. What's 2020 going to look like? What are some of the influencers, the experts, the biologists saying about where we're sitting with deer hunting going into the fall? And we're making those predictions, kind of like Mr. Hansen did. We're looking ahead and seeing, hey, how is the season going to shape up? So it's broken into those two parts where we celebrate what was and we look forward to what's going to be this fall.
Nick Simonson joining us on the KF Joe Morning Crew. He's got the Big Buck Book, and you also can follow him on Facebook, Dakota Edge Outdoors, a fabulous outdoors media connection that we have in our own backyard, writing about people and places that you know of, that places that you've been to and people that you've heard of. So, Nick, when it comes to the Big Buck Book, what do you see as part of the draw that's going to really suck people into this?
I think people love to read about people like them. A lot of these folks, from the hardcore hunters to the people who are just starting out, can relate with other hunters, or other hunters can relate to them, because we're all somewhere on that learning curve. And I can tell you, every time I go out, I still feel like I'm on the bottom of that learning curve. And I think a lot of people enjoy learning from others and you know, correcting their mistakes in the field. And that's kind of why I write, is because I make a good number of those out in the field. But these are folks who have succeeded, and in each of these stories it's the tips on whether it's perseverance or setting up your stand in the right place or how you approach a hunt. a lot of these folks put the time in or capitalized on, you know, a moment or the time that they had set up or the instance they had set up in the field. So you're going to learn a lot from what these folks accomplished last year. And then the draw again, I think everyone wants to know what's next. So we try to indulge that and get the information that hunters need for a successful 2020.
Nick Simonson is joining us. We're talking about the Big Buck book and lots more. Nick, there was some controversy a couple of months ago, maybe last fall, about checking with farmers, checking with landowners, and getting out there on their land. I know the legislature was trying to get involved with this. With all that washed away, what do you do when you're out hunting? You want to go out on land that is owned by somebody else and you want to go hunting. What's the proper etiquette, procedures, protocol?
The internet is your tool. You should be able to get a hold of any landowner, whether or not you have a program like Onyx or Trax or anything for your phone or your GPS. You should be able to look up just about anyone on the web, give them a call, touch base, and then go out and meet them face to face. That's what I do, whether it's pheasant hunting or deer hunting or whatever the case might be. For my archery parcels, that's what I've done. I've looked an individual up on my GPS where it has the listing and go meet them face.
Yeah, Nick Simonson.
To make those connections.
Nick, you make up, that's a great recipe, a great template for anybody, like you said, whether it's pheasant hunting or whether it's deer hunting. Where can somebody get, before I ask you that, is this, obviously it's your first crack at it. I remember then from the Hoopster, we also got the pigskin preview that came out after that. Could there be a pheasant book coming out or a pheasant Hoopster coming out as well, Nick?
It sure would be nice. I mean, that's one of my sweet spots is upland hunting. I'm a huge fan, and as is my lab. It would be great if it was. I don't think you get quite the story. I mean, there's a lot of great upland stories out there. But yes, that is it a possibility, or that could be combined with something like waterfowl or some sort of season preview. Absolutely. Yes.
Nick, so where can people, is the book ready to go, or where can people get their hands on it?
You can pre-order right now at bigbuckbook.com. It is about 98% finished. We're placing some ads and putting some pictures and adjusting a few little stories, but it goes to print middle of July, and it will be shipped directly to your house for free. If you order it now, we'll waive shipping so that everyone can get it on their doorstep, a month ahead of bow season.
Bigbuckbook.com. Bigbuckbook.com.
You really got something with that, Nick.
He certainly does. And I'd love to hire Dan to be our voiceover guy.
I'll do it for you. It'll be a lot of fun. The Big Buck.
Before we let you go, it is June, and we know since the deer lottery was held that you can talk deer hunting just about any time of year, especially today, the day after the lottery. But how's fishing, Nick?
Good. A lot of great multi-species opportunities setting up out there. I think smallmouth fishing, which I'm a fan of, is at its peak in North Dakota. You can go to dozens of different lakes and start getting on some huge smallies. Walleyes, I hear, are starting to pattern out on some of the bigger lakes. And yeah, it's kind of that summer sweet spot. And I think as we see the heat settle in here, we're going to get more and more of those great summer patterns setting up. So still plenty of fishing to do before we get to deer hunting, but we can always talk about it.
There you go. Nick Simonson joining us today. Don't forget to log on to bigbuckbook.com. Get your Big Buck book. I like saying
that. You're doing good at that, obviously.
Yep. And get it sent to your place. Absolutely no charge if you order right now.
Nick, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Good luck and stay connected, my friend.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Nick.